Good morning and welcome everyone to Live Dharma Sunday for August 23rd, 2015. Koyo Kubose here. So very, very glad you joined us this morning. Well, the summer is slipping on by. This past week, we've been busy here at the Brighton Center preparing for the autumn newsletter that we send to our printer. And our printer is the same one we've been using for many years now and located back in Skokie, Illinois, but now with email and internet, we just input it, lay it out, send it over, PDF it, send it over, and he can take care of it, print out some copies, and he's affiliated, that printer is affiliated with a company that has a mailing service. So they prepare the newsletter for mailing with the bulk mail thing and bring it to the post office where they have an account. So everything's taken care of. And it's so nice, so convenient. But as I was working on the newsletter, I got an idea for an article. It was because I was thinking about this a song by Nina Simone. Now, I'm not into music too much in my background. And so I'm not familiar with a lot of artists and a lot of standard songs and whatnot. But through a friend who was talking about it and so forth, so I, again, the internet is so convenient. You could look up artists, you could look up songs, you could hear them right on the computer. And one of her standard songs of Nina Simone's is Feeling Good. Written by a couple of guys for a musical some years ago. But her recording of it has become a standard. And she passed away few years ago. And someone said that there was a nice biography film about her. And that was also accessible from the internet. And so I learned about her background, her life. She had, pretty rough time. But she's singing Feeling Good. And when I first heard this song, I said to myself, this could be a nice theme song for our Bright Dawn property, for a theme song for, because we recently dedicated our Sierra Sanctuary, and part of our dedication activities was a self-guided walking tour of our property, where we have the altar rock, we have a little natural stone seat, which we call the Dharma seat, we have, the power pine, which grew and broke open a big boulder at its base and grew up between these boulders, called a power pine. We have a brass plaque of Dharma is my rock that we had made and mounted into a big boulder, that area. We have the honorary street sign from the city of Chicago mounted on a little path that leads to our altar rock. And it says Reverend Guillaume and Mimi Kubose. The family got an extra one. An original one the city put up on Leland Avenue in Chicago, that one block stretch where the Buddhist Temple of Chicago is, which my father had founded back in 1944. And he was a pillar in the community, involved in the Lions organization and a lot of civic awards, brotherhood awards and whatnot. So his name was submitted and approved to be honored with this honorary street sign program that the city of Chicago has. So we have the spare duplicate of it that the family had, and so we mounted it up. All these things are on our property for a self-guided tour, and this song is just feeling good. Plus, you know, we have 6 wooded acres, and I go walk to get the paper at the head of the driveway, which is about long, 200 feet gravel driveway, and you can't see any neighbors nearby, houses. It's like we're in a park. Adrian and I just never take it for granted. It's just so nice. And, of course, we have to share it with a lot of wildlife, which is fine, a lot of birds. But for city folk like us, boy, we just can't take that for granted. It's so nice to walk around our property and listen to the lyrics of this of this Nina Simone rendering of the Feeling Good song. It goes like this. Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, oh, I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new day, it's a new dawn, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Something like that. I'm not trying to sing the melody. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me. Stars when you shine, you know how I feel. Then it ends, scent of the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. I said, hey, that's how I feel when I walk on our property. And I was thinking, this is not just feeling good, huh? When you're just so one with the nature, you're just, it's a deep joy. Feeling at home in the universe. I remember a play by George Bernard Shaw, and just an excerpt with two of the characters, and one says to the other, do you feel at home in the universe? And then the other character, and I guess they had the parenthesis there that gives the subtext of the scene, and the parent says, from the depths of his being. And his answer is no. Or even David Thoreau wrote famous line, most men lead lives of quiet desperation. And of course the existentialists talked about this kind of a deep not feeling at home in life. Existing but not really living. And I think this is a human situation. Even for people that might be very successful, if there's not something deep within, and of course religion is supposed to fill this need, activities that make you forget this problem, not solve it, but forget it, sort of sweep it under the rug, drugs and alcohol and something to divert our attention from leading a life of quiet desperation. Huh? Eating a lot, chasing the next new fad of something so that we're not so bored, that way we won't think about what's it all about. Or finding oneself, or fulfilling one's life, individual life, our own potential, actualizing ourselves or something. Whatever the language is, it's a human situation. And maybe through participation in sports or through the arts, something has to go beyond our rational thinking mind and everything. Huh? Of course, music could do it. Where I read a nice phrase someplace, I can't remember the source, but I think Dr. Tai Uno, tremendous Buddhist scholar, passed away within the last year. Maybe it was in one of his books where he talked about relating literature and art and music to the Dharma. He talked about music heard so deeply, it's not heard at all. In the world of experience, or we might say religious or spiritual experience, you transcend the dualism of the subject and object. Oh, here I am listening to this music. I'm the subject, and the object is the music. You're alienated from the music in a sense. Now, it's okay to think about music and so forth, to write music or consider it or be aware of it. Okay? But while the listening itself, that pure experience itself, at that moment, you're one with that music. No listener, no song, just listening. No dancer, no dance, just dancing. That's where I think this feeling good is coming from. You're not thinking really about oneself and one's place in the universe. One's one with the universe. And it's receiving grace. She mentioned freedom twice in her lyrics, you know. And I heard her interview with her once, I heard. And I don't know how the topic got on freedom, but she was kind of struggling to express what freedom meant to her. Then she says, well, it means no fear, having no fear. I thought that was a nice answer. Huh? Liberation in our limited human way to becoming at home in this universe with no fears. Giving yourself to this universal life. So your individual life and the universal life, it's when the wave becomes aware of the ocean. That he's a part of the ocean, always was, and gives up the struggle of trying to be a particular kind of little wave. And he's a unique little wave, trying to be noticed or trying to get over any superiority, inferiority, any success and failures. That is the life that we're all, but we're in this world, but not of it. All these things come to mind. But I was thinking about, sometimes you might call it the other power, okay? Something, a power beyond the individual self-power, or the true self, if you want to use the word self. Sometimes we talk about, oh, self is bad. But the idea of self is important in Buddhism and in life. Teaching of non-self. Hey, here I am. But not as a static entity per se. You know, there's a river, a flowing, dynamic, real thing, but you cannot abstract it out. You can't grab a pail of the river and say, I got some river in my pail. Well, you got a pail of water. Even though when we try to do the same thing with all our labels on this dynamic flow, and that's okay because that could be very good tools, but don't make the mistake of confusing those labels with the dynamic flowing reality itself. You just feel it. And you sing. You laugh. Or when you see the Buddhas, say Gautama Buddha has a slight smile. That spiritual smile reflects all of this deep joy being at home in the universe. Oh, what a gift that is. Well, I want to introduce today's guest to give us a Dharma glimpse, Linda Shoyo. The name I gave Sho is to smile, and the Yo is the sun, of course, so the smiling sun. Smile to smile, not just a social smile. You can give a whole Dharma talk on just a smile. She was part of the LM5 group. Makes her home in Wisconsin. She's going to give us a Dharma glimpse today.
Thank you, Akin Sensei and Reverend Koyo, for giving me this opportunity to share a Dharma glimpse. I had an experience ago which showed me in a very concrete way that when I'm in the present moment, in the now moment, nothing is happening, and I'm in a state of just beingness. It's very peaceful. However, if I'm not peaceful, I think, what is the problem? Is something or someone out there disturbing my peace of mind? Is it the hot, humid weather we get in the Midwest taking away my peace and my ability to have a good day? Does an argument with a loved one ruin my day? Can anything in my life ruin my decision to have a good day? What I'm discovering is that nothing can ruin my decision to have a good day except the thoughts that are going on in my mind. So here's an example. My husband has been sober for more than 25 years. He recently spent 10 days in Italy and enjoyed tasting their wines and aperitifs. When he came home, we all went out for dinner at a Greek restaurant, and he ordered a beer. And then I started to panic. Although I didn't say anything, the thoughts in my mind were saying a lot. The thoughts were trying to scare me and make me believe that now my husband was becoming an alcoholic again. What would I do if that happened? The thought said, I don't want to live with an alcoholic. And the voices in my head just kept going on and on. In reality, nothing was really happening except that the loud thoughts in my mind were robbing me of the peace and joy I had been experiencing in the moment. The fact was that my family and I were having dinner at a restaurant and we were all drinking a beer. I wasn't upset with anyone else drinking a beer, only with my husband, based on our past history. The disturbance really was caused with my thoughts that were bringing the past into the present moment. In the present moment, nothing was happening except it was robbing me of my ability to have a good time at the dinner. Another example that came up about how my thoughts cause all my disturbances is when I start imagining a situation that hasn't happened. For example, I'm planning a visit with family, and the visit hasn't even happened yet, But I remember that in the past when we would get together, we would always argue about some stupid thing. And all of a sudden, I found myself imagining, having imaginary conversations in my mind about how I would defend myself if I was judged or criticized. I would just find myself getting angry, and yet nothing was going on. It was all being played out in my mind. So what I've been learning is that no circumstance or person can rob me of my peace. Nothing outside my mind can really hurt me or upset me in any way. It's only my thoughts about something from the past or thoughts about an imagined future that can take away my peace. Now when I find myself getting riled up, fearful, anxious, worried, I'm learning to ask myself, Linda, right now, what is happening? And then I start to laugh because I realize nothing is happening except my, quote, stinking thinking and my fantasies. In the now, the present moment, I can be at peace. It's a decision I could make. Every moment can be a peaceful one. Every day can be a good day. And that is my Dharma glimpse. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I couldn't help thinking as I listened to this Dharma talk that I was reminded of a nice teaching I received from a colleague. The background to this is, this is some years ago, but I was invited to be a guest speaker in Washington State, in Tacoma. And there was a Reverend Yukawa there. Distinguished, respected Buddhist minister, was the resident minister there. And when I go to guest speak, of course, I go to give a Dharma talk, but on a personal inner level, I'm always looking for Dharma teachings for myself. You know, I put my learning switch on, my open switch, my studentship switch. I'm the one that's going on an individual retreat. Everyone else, they're staying at home. I'm the one that's traveling to a new place, and I want to be open to new experiences for myself. And as part of this, I often ask the host minister, because ministers are, this is, Dharma's their life. And they have a lot of interesting personal experiences as they mature in their own spiritual growth. It behooves us to ask questions to tap into that. And it's something that you can get that's not when they present a formal lecture or Dharma talk. It's sort of a knack to doing how you do this when you just casually, socially, you know. So what I did on this particular occasion was we were walking into his office, and ministers, of course, have a lot on their plates, and they're busy, and a lot of people want things from them, and you have to be jack of all trades and things. But anyway, I said, oh, in Japanese, I said, isogashi, meaning, oh, you must be busy, you know. And I said, is there anything that, you know, a little teaching or something that helps you during busy time, being so busy? How do you cope? And he said, oh, one thing that helps me is when I feel certain things, certain situations, feeling rushed or pressured or stressed, I always ask myself, what can I do now? I said, oh, this was about, you know, 15 seconds conversation between us as we were walking into his office. Then we went on and, you know, conversation went on to other things. But I never forgot this. The more I thought about it, and then I wrote some articles on it. I wrote a little blurb and I framed it. I processed it. What can I do now? And one of the articles I wrote for myself was, say you're a busy executive And we're all executives of our own lives, running things. Or say it's like a minister. Okay. Now he comes home for dinner, but he's got an important meeting that night. He has to go back to the church. And very important decisions have to be made and so forth. And he's kind of stressed out. So he's not really tasting his food. His stomach is a little upset. Children are talking at the table, and, you know, he's just not there. Now, if you were to stop, and the person would be to say, gee, what can I do now? Well, you can't really, you're not at the meeting. You're not at a sit-down preparation for how to handle things. You're not, that's not the task. So you're sitting in, you're sitting at dinner, but you're not really there enjoying the food, enjoying the company of your family, and you're not really solving the other problem that's worrying you so much. Okay? It's just going on in your mind, as Linda Soyo said. Those thoughts and concerns and everything are inappropriate for that situation right there, and it's disrupting your... So if you say, if you got this nice spiritual tool, and you say to yourself, what can I do now? Well, be with your family, enjoy your food. Okay? That's what you can do now. And this has helped me. This teaches helped me a lot. Because okay? Important concerns and things happen, and we worry, we spin a lot of mental tapes, and we're always in a certain situation, but our mind is somewhere else, causing problems. It's not easy to be here now. So this kind of thing really is helpful. Thank you very much. That's all for today's broadcast. Till next time, keep going, and you have a very beautiful day. Thank you.